Welcome to the Fast Foodies, your home for all things fast food. I'm Isaac.
And I'm Sam. If you eat food, then this is the podcast for you, because that's all we talk about.
Get ready for spicy takes and fresh food. Now let's get into it. Today on the podcast, we are ranking
sauces.
Sam's absolute favorite food in the whole world.
Oh yeah, you know it, brother.
I know we have mentioned sauces quite a few times in the past couple of episodes, and every single time, what do, Sam?
I freak out. It's like I'm allergic to them mentally.
I think you are.
I feel like sauces are just one of those things that should not exist. It's like when God created the Garden of Eden and gave Adam and Eve food, he wasn't like, yo, here's some fresh blueberries. Also, you can dip them in some cane sauce. Like, no. We took what we already had and added and changed it into something else. And you know who else did that? Satan. That's right. Sauces are from the devil. You heard it here first.
You don't even deserve a response for how ridiculous that rant was. Before we get into the sauce ranking today, I want to remind you again that you can rank along with us when you go to tiermaker.com or hit the link in the description. All the restaurants that we rank will be on there. Now let's get into it.
Order up, chow down, and let's rank some sauces.
All right, today is sauces. And obviously, Sam, from his rant in the intro, is not a big sauce guy. So I'm going to start us off today and choose our first sauce. And when you think of sauces, I know you mentioned Cane's, but I think the number one sauce that everyone thinks about when they think of sauce is Chick-fil-A sauce.
I mean, even as a guy who's not into sauce, I have to agree. That is the sauce that I hear about the most.
Yep, and we did talk about it on the episode with Tegan and how it is made. I still disagree with that. I still think it has ranch and not mayo. Or no, the other way around. I think it has mayo and not ranch, and that's ridiculous, and I'm right. But it's still an amazing sauce, and I eat it with everything. I remember when I discovered it when I was like 10, I moved to Texas, and after eating it, and I figured out I could remake it with honey mustard and barbecue, I literally put Chick-fil-A sauce on everything I ate, and I love it. And for that reason, Chick-fil-A sauce is going in delicious. I would put it in scrumptious, but after working there for so long, now this might be unfair, I ate it so much I got burnt out just a little bit. I still love the sauce, but I don't want to put it on everything, just chicken and fries, that type of stuff. So it's going in delicious.
You know, I'm gonna go pretty hard on these sauces today because I'm not a sauce guy. I feel like sauce just takes the flavor out of the food. Instead of adding more to it, I think it takes away. But Chick-fil-A sauce, if I had to have any sauce, I'd pick Chick-fil-A sauce. So I'm going to put Chick-fil-A in edible.
Okay. I see where you're coming from when you say that it takes away from the flavor of the food, because I think it does a little bit, but it's the sacrifice you have to make to enjoy the sauce, because a lot of times the sauce is even better than the food itself. And with French fries, they're kind of bland. Like they got the saltiness, but other than that, a potato is a potato and it needs some flavor. And so I'm going to drown my fries in sauce, because a fry is simply an aircraft carrier for sauce. It's just, its only job is there to hold the sauce to go into my mouth.
Brother, do you hear yourself? So like, do you not like French fries?
No, I do.
Okay.
But only with sauce.
So here's the thing. You're saying that the French fries aren't good enough by themselves. You have to put them in sauce. So then why are you ordering the French fries if you don't think they're good enough by themselves?
Because they complement the sauce greatly.
Yeah, but what you're saying is that you wouldn't have it by itself. So it's just like,
I would eat it if I'm hungry, but I'm not going to enjoy it nearly as much.
I think ever since the invention of sauce for food, mankind has stepped too far over the line. And I think now we can't go back. It's like when we dropped the nuclear bomb, Oppenheimer was like, we've set off a chain reaction. We exploded the whole world or whatever. If you've ever seen Oppenheimer, great movie, by the way.
I did. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was a great movie.
It was. It's R-rated, but it was my first R-rated movie in the theaters.
Really? Really?
It was.
All right, next up on our list of satanic sauces, we have McDonald's sweet and sour sauce. Now, this is exactly what it sounds like, okay? You think it's going to be sweet, but then you bite into it or like slurp on it, I guess, and it's sour. Just like the fruit that Eve bit into. She thought it was going to be sweet and nice, and then it was sour and bitter, and it ruined everything, all right? Wake up. Sauces are from the devil. Lucifer, huh? Sound familiar? Lucifer, okay?
I'm drinking water and you had to do that right in the middle of my sip.
Okay, listen, sweet and sour sauce, it doesn't look appealing to me. It looks like ketchup mixed with like blood, and then you pour it on there and it's even more gross, all right? I remember when I first started hating sauces and like other stuff like that you just glaze over things. So when I had like grilled chicken and they just got this gravy and they go, This is disgusting, brother. It looks like you're pouring liquid concrete. I feel like that's the same thing for every sauce. This is disgusting, man. Why would you ever even think about putting this on anything edible at all? Disgusting. That's where it's going.
Yeah. I don't think it's my favorite. I mean, some people, I'm probably thinking like my dad here is going to be mad that I didn't rank like the special sauce from the Big Mac or something. But like, who even knows what that tastes like? No one. So we're going with dipping sauces specifically. Sorry, Dad. So we decided to rank sweet and sour sauce. Now, I think I've only had it a couple times, but yeah, it's just, you know, it's sweet and sour sauce. You probably dip your strange tasting McNuggets that are like shredded baby chickens into it, and it does the job, but it's nothing amazing. So I'm going to put it in edible.
You know, you're on the track to becoming a sauce hater like me.
Bruh.
And I appreciate it.
Well, I'm going to prove you wrong with this next sauce, and that is cane sauce.
Oh, a local favorite. Huh?
The question is, when you get canes, do you even get the sauce packet or do you trade it out for something else?
You can trade it out.
You didn't know that?
I mean, I don't like coleslaw, so I usually say like, hey, take my coleslaw out of there, give me some more fries.
But you can do the same with every single item in a Cane's meal is like substitutable, I believe.
They used to actually allow you to like get rid of coleslaw and get like an extra chicken tender. And now they don't let you do that anymore.
Dang.
Because they realized that the value ratio is not worth it. They're like, right. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
This is not adding up. So I'm like, dang it, they realized their mistake. The fools.
But the Texas toast, you can get two. I don't know if they still do it, but I think you could get two Texas toasts instead of the coleslaw. And then you can make a sandwich with the two Texas toasts. We talked about that in the chicken sandwich episode.
Interesting. The thing about the Texas, I mean, this is kind of off topic, but the thing about the Texas toast is that I never actually eat it. I like it, but by the time I've eaten everything else, I'm already full.
I eat the Texas toast first.
What?
Because it's so good. And you got to eat it while it's hot. That and the fries. The chicken stays hot forever.
Maybe I should try that. But anyways, the cane sauce, now whenever I think about it, I just think about that one video I saw recently of like a giant Cane's cup with us like filled with sauce.
Dude, that's my dream.
That is disgusting, man. Like, I look at that and all I can think about is the consistency as it just goes down your throat.
I would drink it.
No, that is so gross.
I have a story
man.
To tell you. Once we get to Brahms, I got a story to tell you. So where are you ranking it?
I mean, it's cane sauce and it looks appetizing and it is okay because I've had it before. It's okay. Everyone says that you have to eat canes with the sauce.
It's not the same without it.
I think they've eaten too much sauce that they're brainwashed.
You're ridiculous.
It's not that good.
Just rank it already. Ridiculous.
It's inedible, bro. It's inedible.
Whatever. Are you going to rank anything above edible today?
Probably not.
Okay, whatever. Then we don't care about your opinion. All right. Me, myself, and I am an absolute cane sauce lover.
It's my podcast too, man.
Today, you're demoted to podcast host number 2.
Wow.
So with that, I'm going to rank cane sauce in scrumptious, one of my favorite sauces. I'm a sauce absolute lover. Okay?
Devil worshiper. All right, next up, we're doing Taco Bell's fire sauce. And I gotta tell you, man, it's not fire. In fact, it will make your intestines on fire because of how bad it is, all right? I mean...
All right, you're done. So, he's wrong about that, but he does have a point when it comes to your intestines. The last time I had Taco Bell, for many reasons, my stomach did not feel too good after. But I don't think I can blame it on the fire sauce. Fire sauce, it's just a complimentary sauce to add amazing flavor to their already... It's a stretch to call them amazing burritos, but, you know, they're delicious at, like, 11 p.m. past my bedtime. So, with that in mind, and they are a different type of sauce than the rest of these on the menu. It is hot sauce, but they're still a fast food sauce. I'm going to rank Taco Bell, fire sauce, and let's just throw in all the other, Mild, Diablo, all those, because they all taste the same. We all know that. In yummy.
Wow.
I wouldn't eat them alone, I can tell you that, but Chick-fil-A, eh. Cane's, yes. I would literally eat a spoonful of cane sauce.
That is disgusting to me, man. So, I mean, Taco Bell's fire sauce, I'm just going to be honest, man. They're not even trying to hide it. Fire, like hell fire. It is just so obvious that Satan has engineered these sauces to appease us and get us closer into sin. These sauces are not, they're just not good, okay? Disgusting.
All right, Sam, I'm just going to tell you straight to your face. This bit is horrible, stupid, and dumb.
What are you talking about?
Lou Saucifer, whatever you're ranting, whatever you're yapping about over here, Literally, it's nothingness. This is what our Professor Price would call a nothing burger. You're spewing a bunch of lettuce out of your mouth.
Yeah, well, all these sauces are nothing sauces, okay? Because they're not good, and I would rather have nothing than eat them.
That's a lame comeback.
I would rather starve to death than have someone give me, like, a bowl of Chick-fil-A sauce and be like, yeah, my pretty, eat this and you will live. I'm like, no, man, I'm not trusting that.
You're done. And the next sauce on the list today is going to be Brahm sauce. As I said, I have a story about Brahm sauce, and this only happened maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I think it was last fall. So me and my friends were flipping a water bottle like we were in seventh grade or something. I don't know why, but we were going in a circle, and it was first one to miss the flip had to do a dare. And so I, of course, just absolutely choked and missed the bottle flip.
As always.
And we were going to Brahms that night, and my friends said I had to drink a whole like thing of Brahm sauce. We didn't decide exactly how much. So we go to Brahms later, and the Brahms we go to has like the whole dispenser that you dispense yourself. I'm feeling like, I mean, hey, I love Brahm sauce. It's so good. It's like cane sauce, but spicy. I love it. I'm feeling ready for some sauce. And so I go, and I think I had 4, maybe 5 of these little like shot cups, and they lined them all up before me. No food, just the sauce in cups. And one by one, I downed all 4 cups of Brahm sauce in a row. And by the end, I was like, ugh, but I still love the sauce. So it just shows how much I love sauce.
You know what you sound like right now? Just replace sauce with alcohol and you're an alcoholic. That's
I'm a sauce addict.
It's bad for your health, man. Do you hear yourself right now? I downed them all in shot cups and then I felt terrible afterwards, but I loved it. What do you sound like right now? You sound like an alcoholic. Sauceaholic.
Okay, I need sauce therapy.
You need G sauce.
Good one. This is just turning into a theological food episode. I don't even know.
That was really good though. Come on, man. Bring it all together.
Oh my gosh. Okay. For those who haven't had Brahm sauce, as I said, it is like cane sauce, but with a little extra kick to it. It is so good. I dip my chicken, my fries, burger. Literally, I'll put it on a burger. It's so good. And for that reason, as of right now, first place in front of Cane's.
Wow. That's insane.
And you know why? It's like slightly better in taste, but it's basically tied. I love them both equally. Brahms gives me unlimited. Cane's, I have to pay for a tiny little shot of cane sauce. And Brahms is like, here, have it all. We made enough for you. It's like there's plenty of blessing, just like Jesus said.
You know what Lou Sosfer also said in the Bible? He said, bow down and worship me and this entire world will be yours.
All right, so where are you going to rank Brahm sauce? I don't know if you've ever even had it.
I don't think I've ever had Brahm sauce, but I think that's a good thing, honestly. I think it's a good thing that I never had it because I don't want to end up like Isaac over here, having to down 5 shots of it at once and then feeling like I just took 3 rounds in the washing machine afterwards. But I'm going to put it in disgusting.
Bruh.
That's right. You can hate me all you want, but all I know is that I'm on the right side of history here.
Whatever.
Next up on this list of creations of the devil, we have Whataburger's spicy ketchup. Now listen, ketchup by itself is just already disgusting because it's just like all globby and gross. But then you take that and you make it spicy. I mean, come on, man. At some point, you have to draw the line and say, this, you're going too far. This is way past the line. This is like 3 football fields past the line. If I could put it underneath disgusting, I would. But I'm just going to, you know, maybe I should put it, like, maybe I should be nicer to it. Maybe I should put it like edible or something. No, it's going in disgusting. All right, yeah, that's where I'm putting it.
You're ridiculous. Spicy ketchup is so good. I will literally eat this on my patty melt, my Whataburger, my fries, all the Whataburger stuff. And it's the thing that carries Whataburger, I think. Because without it, it would just be very average. I mean, the patty melt is great. You don't really need it. But their fries, lame if you don't have the spicy ketchup. The Whataburger, lame if you don't have spicy ketchup. So for that reason, it's going in delicious in front of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Wow. One day you will open your eyes and see the truth.
And that day is not today, because I am already seeing the truth, and it's that I love sauces.
One day you will wake up and see that you are taking God's gift, twisting it with these sauces, making it worse, watering down the taste. One day you'll wake up, and I'll pray for you until that day, Isaac.
Okay. I like sauce. What can I say? Our next sauce on the ranking is a recent discovery of mine, and that is Wendy's Ghost Pepper Ranch. It is immaculate sauce. It is delicious sauce. Scrumptious sauce. And that's not even a foreshadow to where I'm going to rank it. That's just a real description.
Wow. So where are you going to rank it, huh, Isaac?
I have to give it a little bit of description, man. Ghost Pepper Ranch. I'm a ranch lover. Probably one of my favorite sauces. And we're not even ranking normal ranch sauce. But that would be in scrumptious for sure. And then you make it spicy and give it like this Swedish, spicy, tangy flavor. It's so good. I literally go to Wendy's every Tuesday during my break at work because it's right next door. And if you order through the app, it's really cheap and you get like a bunch of coupons. And so I've been eating there for like $5. And then I get this Ghost Pepper Ranch and it's so good. I ask for it every time and I get extra and it's amazing. It's literally one of my new favorite sauces. And so for that reason, I'm going to put it in scrumptious.
Oh, okay. So it was a foreshadowing. You just lied to my face, huh?
No, I just said that that didn't mean I was putting it in scrumptious. That was just a description, but I'm still putting it in scrumptious. And you know what? I'm going to put it in front of cane sauce, but after Brahm sauce. It's going in second place.
That's wild to me because, I mean, you hear about cane sauce and Chick-fil-A sauce all the time. And to put Wendy's sauce like up way up there with the greats, quote unquote, the greats, hypothetically, but they're not great, but whatever. I mean, wow. I feel like a lot of people are going to be mad at you for that.
Until you try this sauce, you won't understand.
You know what? You're right. I don't understand. And I don't think I will ever understand because I am just not on the same level as you. Wendy's sauce, never had it, never will have it, never going to have it. You could torture me and I would still never consume this sauce. And that is why it's going in. Disgusting.
You're so overdramatic. You're ridiculous. And one of these days while you're sleeping, I know where you live, I'm going to pour sauce into your mouth.
Which kind of sauce?
Probably Brahms, Wendy's, or Cane's, seeing as they're on the top of the list. But actually, come to think of it, I wouldn't waste my scrumptious sauce on you.
Wow.
I would put sweet and sour sauce in your face.
I will make sure to lock my doors at night.
I have the key.
I will take off the handle.
That will just make it easier to open.
I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'll just move, I guess.
Well, it has been a great day. Well, good day for one of us of ranking sauces. And the other one just couldn't get his mind out of the gutter talking about the devil and whatever he wanted to talk about. He was just yapping all day. But I had a lot of fun reliving the glory days of eating these sauces. And those glory days will continue to live on because I'm never going to stop eating sauces, Sam. I'm never going to stop. So you can drink that sauce. You know what? Before we finish, we should probably recap where these sauces are at on our list. I will begin because Sam's list is ridiculous. In first place in scrumptious, we have Brahm sauce. In second place in a scrumptious as well, we have Wendy's sauce. Well, ghost pepper sauce. In third place, we have cane sauce. In delicious, we have Whataburger, followed by Chick-fil-A sauce. In yummy, we have fire sauce from Taco Bell. In edible, we have McDonald's sweet and sour.
What an interesting list you presented, Isaac.
Thank you.
For me, I have in edible, Chick-fil-A, and then Cane's in no particular order. And then discussing Taco Bell, Brahms, McDonald's, Whataburger, Wendy's, you know, they're just, if I could put them lower, I would. We should have another category entirely devoted to like sauces, and they would all go in there and they would be below disgusting.
You're just a hater. And what would that category be called?
The spawn of Lusosfer.
All right, that's going to be Sam's next movie.
That's right, that's right.
And on that note, let's give you a little sneak peek of next week. Next week, we are going to be talking about
Mexican food.
All the fast food Mexican food that's very popular. We'll probably miss a couple because there's a lot, but we'll choose some of the most popular ones and break those down for you, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
On that note, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure to tune in next week for more fast food fun.
This has been the Fast Foodies Podcast,
where taste meets debate.